Okay, so today is Daf Samach Dalet. We're actually on Samach Dalet, a couple lines down by the words Gufa. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11 lines down, words Gufa. The Gemara is going back to what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, and now they're going to bring a few memories in relation to that. Gufa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, afilo sechiro, afilo kito, notin eiru v'dayo. Right, the idea was that you had a problem in the chatzer, in the mavoi, and you couldn't have the guy wasn't renting his area to you. What you had was there's a concept of schiro v'lekito. If there's a Jewish person who's sub leases from this guy, or he's working for that guy and living there, so he can then provide the shittuf for the eruv, and you can ignore the guy. We're very makel on that. So Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Kama ma'alya ha'ishmaita. How wonderful this halacha is. I mean, I guess it was very helpful. So how wonderful this halacha is. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Now that was one member of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, so now we're going to call another member of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shasa Revi'is Yayin. Someone who drinks a Revi'is Halog of wine, al yore, he should not paskin. It's because the Yayin, enters him, and he's maybe a little shikker, and he shouldn't paskin halacha with the wine. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, before Rav Nachman said, Kam ma'alta ha'ishmaita, how wonderful that statement was. Now he says, Lo ma'alya ha'ishmaita. This is not good. I don't like this at all. Right? The ha'anah, because Rav Nachman, Kol kamad lo shasin reviyasa dechamra, so long as I have not drunken at least one quarter log of wine, lo tzila daite. My head's not clear. In drinking a little bit, for him, clears his head and makes it easier for him to paskin. So I don't, on the contrary, not that the wine is bad for me, the wine is good for me to allow me to paskin. So Amalei Rava says to Rav Nachman, my taima amr mar hachi. Why did you use this language? Meaning this is a good, this halacha is good for me, this halacha is not good for me. I guess he doesn't like saying that. Ha amr Rav Acha bar Chanina, did Rav Acha bar Chanina say, my diksiv, what does it mean? The pasuk says, v'roe zonos ye'abed hon. Right, zonos, they're going to say, zonos literally means harlots, but here they're going to say zonos, they're going to take it to Rosh HaTevos of zonah. So he says, k'kol ha'omer shmua zonah. Someone who says, anyone says that this is a nice thing, and I'll agree and do this. And zonah, but this is not a good thing. I don't agree with this halacha, I'm not going to do that. Meaning you're picking and choosing. And no, this is good, this is not good. Zonah, ma'abed hona shel Torah. Ma'abed hona shel Torah. Loses the crown or the glory of the Torah. You can't pick and choose. This is a good one. This is not a good one. That doesn't work. I mean, we've seen that throughout history. That just doesn't work. So why are you saying that this is not? This is good. This is no good. You're not supposed to do that. And it's interesting though. Throughout Shas, there are cases where we see where people say, "Kama alsa haishmaisa." How wonderful this statement is. That's what the difference is between what's allowed to be said and what's not. So Amar Leis, so Nachum says back to Rava, you know what? You're right, Hajibay. I regret what I said, and I retract. I retract my statement. I'm not going to say that. I won't speak this way anymore. Right? Amar Rava Bar Huna. Amar Rava Bar Rav Huna. Rava son of Rav Huna says, Shasui, someone who drank al yispalel, he shouldn't daven. I mean, to daven yichidus, or he shouldn't daven as the shulat tzibur. But tefilas of tefila. But he doesn't have to. Repeat his davening, it's still considered, if you just drank a bit, it's still a good davening. But shikor, I guess if he's inebriated, then al yispalel, then he should not daven, rather im hispalel tfilos to'eva. If he does daven, then his davening is considered an abomination. So what does that mean, tfilos to'eva? Does he still have to repeat it? Maybe it's an abomination, but he was yotze, I don't know, but I'm assuming not. Right, tfilos to'eva, because he's drunk, he's inebriated, he shouldn't be in that position. You're not supposed to be lifnei melech malchim lachim, so he probably has to repeat his tefillah. Yeah, he says over here, Shulchan Aruch paskins and Siman Tzadi Tes Sif Aleph. Okay. Fine. So Heichid Mar says, okay, so if you drink, then you're yotze. If you're drunk, then you're, well, what's the line? Where does it go? So I think the line is very subjective. It's up to different people of different things. Mar says, no, Heichidami Shasoi, the Heichidami Shikur. What's considered someone who's shasoi, and the tefillah is, acceptable, the yechidami shikor, where the tefillah is a toeva. So kiha, did Rabbi Abba bar Shumne, so we'll give a story, and from the story we're going to get this halacha. Kiha de Rabbi Abba bar Shumni, Rab Menasya bar Yirmiya Megifti, Havukam Miftiri Mehadade Amavra Denar Yovti. So these two Amoraim, Rabbi Abba and Rab Menasya, are now going their separate ways at the paths of the river Yofti. So Amru, so they said to each other, now that we're separated from each other, when someone who separates from one another, you have to leave with Divrei Torah. So he says, Kol chad minan leimim milos delok shemil chavri, each one to tell the other one a chidush Torah, tell us something we never heard before, right? So mitoch kach zochro. I guess if someone tells you the Dvar Torah, when you depart from them, you'll end up remembering your friend, because you remember what he said to him, and you remember that Torah. So, Psachad, so one of them opened up the Amar and said, what we just said, Hechidami Shasoi, the Hechidami Shikor. Right, the halacha is that if you drink, it's Tfilah, so it's Tfilah. If you're drunk, Tfilah, so to Eva. Where's the line? So, Hechidami Shasoi, the Hechidami Shikor. Shasoi, someone who just drank, I guess it does become a little subjective. It's called Sheyachal Adabra Lifnei HaMelech. If anyone who can still speak, he can speak coherently in front of a king, and he's willing to get up, I guess he's willing to get up to give, you say a court case, someone who's willing to litigate in that situation, so then, and the wine doesn't disturb him, so then the tefillah is tefillah. Shikor, but someone who's drunk, and the tefillah is a toeva, is called Sheinu Yachal Adabra Lifnei HaMelech. He can't even speak, slurs his speech. He's not able to speak appropriately. So obviously, if he can't speak appropriately before a regular king, it's not appropriate for him to speak with Nei Melech Malchei Malchim and Tfilaso Toeva. So that's the first one. Now, Pasach Idoch, the other one had to give a Chiddush Torah. So his Chiddush Torah is completely unrelated to anything that we've been discussing now. The Amar, and it says, Hamachzik B'Nichzei Hager. So someone who grabs and takes the possessions of a ger. A ger converts. He doesn't. This ger does not have any. Doesn't get married. Doesn't have any children. So he has no yorshim. So when ger dies, no yorshim. His stuff is hefker. Whoever grabs it. The problem is, the person's going to grab it, and people are going to look at him funny. Oh, you've got so they're going to give him the evil eye, so to speak. So the question is, hamachzik b'nichzei hager, ma yasev yiskayim liyado. What can he do in order that he will maintain the possessions? Because people are going to give him the ayin hara, and he's going to lose. He's going to lose the possessions. Rashi says towards the bottom, "Midi de tmiyahi v'tahavi be inchi lefisha bolo below yigia." People are going to say, "Oh, he didn't work for it; he doesn't deserve it." All these things. Lefikach emes kaim imlo al yinei mitzvah. So in order to maintain it, he has to do something. So he says, "Okay, you're machzik b'nichzei hager, yikach ben sefer Torah." So some of the money go to a mitzvah, buy a sefer Torah. Do a mitzvah, and then now the ayin hara that people are going to have on you won't impact you. Amar Rav Sheisha, Rav Sheisha says, Afilu bal b'nichzei ishto. The same thing applies to a husband who's going to inherit, but the wife passes away, and he gets the nichzei malog that came into the marriage. So people are going to say the same thing to him. You didn't work for this money. It just came to you, it's your parents' money. It just came to you, like that. So they're going to give him the ayin hara. What should he do? Also, he should give money towards a mitzvah. Rava Amar, Afilu Avad Iska V'Revach. Even someone who's successful in business. People always look at him. They give him the ayin hara. So someone who's successful in business, how do you protect yourself from the ayin hara? You get stuck. Or you do Meisim Tovim with the money. Rav Papa Amar, Afilu Matzah Metziah. Same thing if you find a lost object. Right? Afilu Matzah Metziah. And Amar of Nacham Bar Yitzchak, Afilu Kasev Tefillin. You don't have to go all the way and write a Sefer Torah. That's very expensive. You go buy some extra pair of tefillin, do something with the money that's a mitzvah, and that will protect you from everybody looking at you and the ayin hara that everyone's going to put upon you. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chanin, Vitem Rav Chanina, Maikra. What's the pasuk that tells us that Rashi says Maikra, third line, Dal Yedei De Avabu Mitzvah, that by doing a mitzvah, I guess, with that money, Miskaimi Biyade, it's not going to retain the money. So he quotes the pasuk. This is the pasuk that Ben Yisrael said when they were going to battle against Melech Arad. The pasuk says, "Vayidar Yisrael neder." Ben Yisrael made a neder. Hashem. The pasuk continues, "Vayomer." And the pasuk says, "In Lason Titein Es Am Hazeh." If you give us over, it'll give over that nation to us. Vehecharamti Es Areihem. Right, and then I'm going to, I will put into Cherem, and I will give money over from the from the loot that we get, right? That they were going to be accepted upon themselves, that if they win the battle, they're going to give the money to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Pasuk says, Vayishma Hashem b'kol Yisrael v'yitein ha-sakanani. Hashem listened to them. That's on the Gemara, but that's the Pasuk. And he gave over to the Kanani. Right, Rashi says, D'ksiv v'yador, v'yidei kach nishma tfilas v'naflu b'yadam. Rashi says, by the fact that they promised to give the money to mitzvah purposes, they were successful. So the idea is that promising to give money to mitzvah purposes provides success. And that's one of the reasons why people make nedarim when they get aliyahs and things like that. You're giving the money for a purpose. Therefore, it's going to protect you. Alright. Amar Rav Ami Bar Abba. Rav Ami Bar Abba says, now what's this? This is going back to what we discussed about what the difference between a shisui, someone who drank, and a shikor, someone who's drunk. Right? Big difference. So he says, Amar Rav Ami, Derech Miel V'Sheina Kol Shehu Mafigin Esayayin. If you take a walk for a meal, or you sleep a little bit, that removes the impact of the wine that you drank beforehand. That's what you have to do, and then I guess you can go back in Paskin. Right, Rashi says, Shein Kolshu, Ozu, Ozu. You have to do both. Either one can remove the effects of the wine. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, Lo Shanu, when did we say that walking a meal or a little bit of taking a nap is going to remove the impact of the wine? Ela Shashasa, Kidei Revius. That's only if you drank a Revius. Aval Shasa Yosim Revius, but if you drink more than that shear, Kol Shekain Shederach Toradato V'Shein Mishakarto. He said, then it's the opposite effect. Then the walking will make it worse for you and confuse you even more, and the sleeping is going to add to the drunkenness, because you get up with maybe some kind of hangover, I don't know, but it says that sleeping is not going to be so good. So the Gemara says, the Gemara asks, V'Derach Mil Mafigis Ayayin, walking one meal is enough, it's sufficient to remove the impact of the wine. Vatanya, we have the following story, quoted in the Braisa. Maisib Rabbi Gamliel, which one? Rabbi Gamliel, Shai Rochib ala Chamor. Rabbi Gamliel is walking on a donkey, he's riding on the donkey. Vahayim Mahalech me Akko l'chziv. He's riding from Akko, which is in the north, right, it's on the city, to Akko to Chziv. So these two cities are actually mentioned, I think it's in the Gemara, in Gittin. It talks about what McMargan says, in order to get comes from Chutzlaritz, you have to say the words b'funi nechtam, and it gives examples, and there's Akko and Chaziv, but they say, oh, there's a Chaziv from Chutzlaritz. There's like this little strip of land narrow strip of land that went from Akko to Chaziv, that was Eretz Yisrael. Right, anyway, that's Akko, so he's riding from Akko to Chaziv. Vahi Rabbi Eloi Mahalik Acharav, and Rabbi Eloi is riding behind him. Matzah, Rabbi Eloi finds Giluskin Baderach, he finds loaves of bread on the road. Amr lo, so he tells to Rabbi Eli, Eloi told Guluskim in the derech, pick up these loaves of bread from the road. So then afterwards, Matzah, Rabbi Eli finds Nachri Echad, finds his one non-Jew. Amr lo, he says to this non-Jew, Mavgai, he calls him Mavgai, that's your name, Mavgai. Told Guluskim halalo me Eloi, why don't you take the bread that we picked up, you the non-Jew take the bread from Eli. Nitpal Lo Rabbi Eli, so Rabbi Eli came closer to this guy. So he calls him Nitpal Lo Rabbi Eli. Amr Lo, Rabbi Eli says to the non-Jew, Mehechan Atah. He says, where are you from? Amr Lo, so he responds, Me'ayroshel Burganim. I'm from the cities of Burganim. So he says, Umashim Mecha. Well, what's your name? He says, my name is Mavgai Shemini. My name is Mavgai. So Rabbi Gamliel, who never met the guy, knew his name. He knew his name. He says, "Kulum Olam." Have you ever met Rabbi Gamliel before that he should know your name? He called you Mavgai, and then happens to be your name. He says, "Amalo lo lav." Never met him before. He guessed right. He got it right. So, but Osho Shad, the Brisa says, "Lamadnu." We learn Shekivim Rabbi Gamliel beruach hakodesh. The Rabbi Gamliel had some sort of ruach hakodesh that he was able to know what this non-Jew's name was without even asking. And the Brisa continues. Ushlosha Dvarim Lamadnu Beosho Shah. We learn three things, three halachas we learn out from this story. Number one, Lamadnu She'ein Ma'avirin Al Ha'uchalin. When you're walking on the road and you see food on the road, you're supposed to pick it up. Otherwise, it's a bizarre to the food, especially the bread, to leave it there. Number two, the fact that Rabbi Eloi told Rabbi Eloi to give the bread to the non-Jew, and didn't matir Rabbi Eli himself to eat it, Lamadnu, Shehochum Acharov Ovrei Drachim. Well, we see buying food on the road, you have to go according to the rove to figure out whether it's kosher or not kosher. So assumption here being, I guess that this road was more traveled by non-Jews, therefore it could be not kosher, it's not kosher food, and therefore he did not allow him necessarily to eat it. He picked it up because it's a bizayon, but he didn't allow him to eat it. And number three, Lamadnu shechametzel shel nachri achar ha-pesach muter b'hana, that a goy's chametz that was over Lava Pesach, he still had to get hana. Why? Because the assumption here is being, maybe this was taking place right after Pesach, or maybe you'd be concerned that this bread was made right before Pesach. Nevertheless, you were allowed to pick it up and give it to somebody else. And you get hana by giving it to somebody else, because now they're makir tov to you, and maybe they'll return the favor later. So you can see that a non-Jew's chametz she'avar lava Pesach is mutter b'hana. Right? Gemara says, okay, kevan. Right, so the question is, Tosos asks, wait a second, how can you just give it to a non-Jew? What's the purpose? There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says, you're not lo tichanim, right? Not three, and we learn now from the Pasuk of lo tichanim, three things, lo titein lehem chen, right? Lo titein lehem matnas chinam, lo titein lehem chani b'karka. One of them is you're not allowed to give just gifts to the non-Jews, right? Tosos says, the im tomar, heyach nasa and Rav Gamliel, Haidarish Rabbi Yehuda b'sof perakama devodah zarah lo tichanim lo titin lehem matnas chinam. Just don't give them. That's not supposed to give just gifts. V'yapagav de la'akam hamakiru shari. But there they make an exception. Well, if you recognize the guy and you're someone who you're friends with or something like that, you can then give gifts. A business partner or something like that.
That's somewhere where you actually own the gift, but here where you found something.
Maybe. Well, once he picks it up, he owns it. But
yeah. But you couldn't use it. So
right. So he says, yeah, but the reason there is not because of a loss. At least, but then it says, so here you say maybe if you recognize the guy, you're not you are allowed to. But here we know for sure that he didn't recognize him because we said, did you ever meet him before? And he said no. So how did he give him? So Tosos says, B'yish Lomar. Number one, you can see the Shemelo Sovelo Ragamil Hayde Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Zatana. Rabbi Yehuda Zatana. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda didn't agree to that. He doesn't hold to that drasha. Inami. Maybe you say kevet shaya akom mislava imayin b'derech. Maybe since the guy he's walking with them, he's helping them. He's providing protection. Who knows? He's doing something with them. Maybe he's providing protection. Right? He's the muscle of the operation. Right? So then shari dechashiv kemoch grolo, because maybe it's considered that you're selling it to him because he's I don't know, or that you recognize him and it's not and whatever. There's an answer, so you have to answer that question. That's why I was allowed to give the gift. Okay, so now. Continuing the brisa, kevon shegiel chaziv, they will go from akul to chaziv. Once they reach chaziv, ba echad lishol al nidro, a person came out, recognized Rav Gamliel, says Rav Gamliel, I took a neder, I want to be matir neder. Can you be matir neder for me? So Amar Rav Gamliel says to this person, so Amar lizeh sheimo, meaning he says to Rabbi Eloi, klum shasinu revius yaina italki, didn't we drink a revius of this italki wine? Some say it's Italian wine. I'm not sure if it's necessarily Italian. But this is apparently very potent, I guess, high alcohol content wine. We drank that. Amrlo, and Rabbi Eloi said, yeah, we drank that amount. So Rabbi Eloi says back, Imkan, if that's the case, then Yitailacharenu Achiafi Yenenu. This person wants to be Mater Neder, you know, tag along with us until the effects of the wine wear off. I mean, right now I can't be Mater Neder. Vitilacharen, so this person followed him. Shlosha Milin, 3 mil. Achigia lisulma shel tzur, until we got to the steps of the tzur. Kevon shigia lisulma l'tzur, once they got to the steps of tzur, Yarub Gamliel min achamor, Yarub Gamliel came off from the donkey, v'nisatef, and he wrapped himself up, the yashav, and he sat down, the hitilo nidro, and it was matir the neder. The harve devar l'manu l'oshashah, and even from this, right, every single thing that the gadol does, they're learning out halachas. So what do we learn out from this? Number one, from that Lamadu Shereviyas Yayin Haitalki Mishaker, that a Reviyas Yayin from this Italki wine is enough to make you drunk, and that's why we want to make sure how much they drink to know whether he was drunk or not. Number two, Lamadu Shashikor Yore. Number two, we learned that someone who's Shikor, who has a sufficient amount of wine, should not Paskin Shaila, should not Paskin Alacha, Al Yore. I guess Psakdin, being Matur Neder is a Psakdin. Number three, Lamadnu shederech mafigas hayayin. We see that going, walking, or going on travels removes the impact of the wine. Number four, lamadnu she'ein mafir nedarim lo rachuv lo mahalich lo omid Elo Yoshe. We see that you're going to be Matir Neder. You can't do it when you're riding. Can't do it when you're walking. Can't do it when you're standing. You have to be sitting. Because the Romeo got sat down to be Matir Neder. But, Katani Mias, the whole point of this brisa was to say, it says, Shlosha Milin. It said that 3 mil is gets rid of the impact of the wine. We said way back that a mil was mafiga the wine. Here it said it was 3. So Gemara says, Shani Yayin Italki, Mdivshakar Tvei. Depends on the type of wine. This was heavily alcoholic wine, I guess, this Yayin Italki, and therefore it required a longer period of time to be on the road for the impact of the wine to dissipate. Okay, Vaha Amas, Gemara says, okay, if Yayin Italki is going to inebriate more than other wines, so then if you drink a revius of the Yayin Italki, if you drink a revius of Yayin Italki, that's as if you drink more than a revius of other wine. And we said if you drink more than a revius of other wine, we just said, Ha Amar of Nachman Amar Rabavua, Lo Shano Elkish Shasa Revius. Aval Shasa Yosem Revius, if you drink more than a revius, Kol Shekain Shederach Torato V'Sheinu Mishartu. He said that if you drink more than a revius, which I guess the Yayin Italki, a revius of Yayin Italki equals more than a revius of other wine, he said that then woe on the way, traveling, is bad for you when it comes to it. So how come over here it was good for you? So Gemara says, no, Ruch of Shiny. There's a difference between walking and riding. If you drink that much, then walking away is not so good for you. But riding on the donkey, that's not a problem. So if you rode on the donkey for 3 mil, then he was the impact of the wine went away. So Gemara says, okay, so hashta the asis lahachi. Now that you have this answer that there's a difference between riding and walking, so the Rami Bar Abba nami lo kasha. So what Rav Ami Bar Abba asked also is not a kasha, because Rav Ami Bar Abba, I believe, was the one who said, Rami Rabba was the one who said, who asked the question, you said a meal over here, 1 mil, and here is 3 mil, we'll answer the question over here, the Rach Hoshani, that Rach riding is different. You were concerned, you asked the question, didn't Rav Nachman say that if you drink too much, that 3 mil, you know, it's going to be bad for you? He said, okay, don't forget the Ayin Italki. He was riding on the donkey, that's the reason why. Gemara says, Ini, is that really true? Is it really true what? So the Gemara said, what Gemara is asking now, is it really true that you are not, you only mefir neder sitting, and you can't do it walking or standing or any of those things. I mean, Rabbi Gamliel obviously is held that way. So the Gemara says, well, Rav Nachman, but didn't Rav Nachman say, mefir nedarim, you can be mefir neder, bein mahalach, bein omid, bein rachuv, even walking, standing, or riding. So why is Rabbi Gamliel not? Says, okay, machlokas tanoihi, that's a machlokas tanoihim. The ikalaman da amr posim mecharata. There are those say that you can be Matir or Neder. In order to be Matir or Neder, you need a Pesach, you need an opening. And those say that you don't need a Pesach. So what is that? How does that work? So again, with Machlokas Rashi Tosos, but we'll go with Rashi. So look at Rashi Poskim Mecharata. It's like Mamash halfway in the short lines, down. It says Poskim Mecharata. Sarich Lechach Tanahi, Rashi says Maseches Nedarim. Poskim Mecharata. Sarich Lechacham Limso Pesach Lishol, he has to find some sort of opening in order to allow him to be made for the neder. Sheyelo Pischon Peh, Loma Ladas Kein Ladarti. You have to say something. Had I known this, I wouldn't have made the neder. The Eloisi Yodeya Shekein Hu Loisi Noder, the Nimsa Neder Nekamealav. That's Poskin. And the one that says Ein Poskin means Ein Sarach Lepos Becharata. You don't need any Charata. El Chacham Okro. He can just uproot it. Even though there's no reason. So Rabbi Meir saw our command to Amar Poskin. He says, you need a Poskin. You need to find something. You have to do a little adjudication now. So that's why you're going to have to sit. You need some sort of Yishuv Adas. You have to be clear-headed to understand. And therefore, you have to sit down. But the other man, the Amar, says, you don't need. You want, and then you're done. And therefore, you don't need to be sitting down. The Amar Rabbi Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So this, they give an example of what Posim Mecharata is. The problem with this, what they're giving over here, is it's not really Posim Mecharata. What you're telling the person now is very, very scary. Who, you'll see in a moment, who would not regret their neder if you tell them this? So that's why Tosos has a whole different shot. But the Gemara says, the Amar Rabbi Rechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my Pesach La, what opening do you find for the person to the neder? My Pesach Le, Rabbi Gamliel Lugavra, what opening did Rabbi Gamliel have for this person? So he says, he quotes the Pasuch, Yesh bote kimat geros cherev ulshon chachamim marpe. So he learns out kol ha bote, whoever bote pitois vastayim, whoever makes a neder, roy l'dokro b'cherev. he's worthy to be stabbed with a sword, right? But the chachamim can heal him by removing. Had you known when you took the neder that a person takes the neder is supposed to get sliced up by a sword, would you have taken the neder? Of course not. So that's the Pesach that Rav Gamliel found. And Tosafot says, well, that's what the Pesach, and who's going to that? Then who would ever say no? Okay. The Amar Mar. Amar says, we said before, the Ein Ma'avrin Al Ha'Ochlin. You're not supposed to pass over the food items that are on the road. So Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Mishum Ben Yochai. Rav Yochanan says, Nei Mishum Ben Yochai. Lo Shanu. When is this then said? Ela B'Dorish Rishonim. That's only in the earlier generations. Because in the earlier generations, the Jewish women were not involved in witchcraft or sorcery. But now in the later generations, that they're involved in witchcraft, we're afraid that they may have put some sort of spell or something, I guess, on the food, and therefore you leave it there, because maybe if you take it, you're going to be damaged by that spell. That seems to be what's going on. Okay, and Amar Le Rav Asi, the Rav Ashi, Rav Asi then says, "Vat Rav Ashi, va'apetisin lo avdan." But they don't put these spells. Does he call them spells? He says, "Apetisin lo avdan." When it comes to like morsels and not full loaves of bread, if they're not full loaves, they don't put the spells on there. So Mar says, "What are you talking about? They don't put spells on non-full loaves." I have a pasuk from Yecheskel, which is weird. Talking about Yecheskel, we said the Dorish Rishonim didn't put any spells on. Oh no! And don't worry about the slices. Pasuk from Yecheskel. Watch Dorish Rishonim. Whatever. Okay. So he says, "V'haksiv." The pasuk says, "V'tichalelena osi alami b'shali seorim upisosi lechem," that they're going to be mechalami with the morsels of bread. So even the small pieces of bread, they're gonna put. So he says, no, that's talking about what they're getting paid with. That the women are gonna put spells on items and get paid even with non-full loaves of bread. Okay. Amar, now going back to the drunk. Amar of Sheshes Meshumar Bilazar Ben Azariah. So let's go. No, okay. I think we should stop here. I think it just continues. Oh, it's early, but okay. You want me to go further? Okay. What? We're at the bottom, right? Yeah. Okay. So, it just keeps going. Okay. So we'll stop here. Time to say Karbanos, and have a good day.